Lionel Messi, was that Inter Miami forward's final game on global stage? BBC Sport, date modified : 2025-06-2019-19:30:18.616z, description : Lionel Messi signs off from potentially his final game on the global stage with a heavy defeat, but he still shows some magic touches. Have we watched Messi's final game on global stage? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Lionel Messi is still contracted to Inter Miami for the rest of the 2025 Major League Soccer season, Emlyn Begley, BBC Sport journalist, published, June 29, 2025, 558 comments. Lionel Messi signed off from potentially his final game on the global stage with a heavy defeat, but he still showed some magic touches. The 38-year-old Argentine, quite possibly the greatest player in history, was on the losing end in Atlanta as Inter Miami were beaten 4-0 by his former club Paris Germain at the Club World Cup. PSG are in great form, champions of everything, but people still pay for a ticket to see Leo Messi, even at 38 years old, said Inter Miami boss Javier Mascherano after the game, which was watched by 65,574 fans. PSG defender Lucas Biraldo added, Leo is a unique person. To share a game with him was magnificent. I was a kid watching his magic on the television, so it's unique. But could this be the final time we see him, and just how good is he still? What is Messi's future? Image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Lionel Messi scored in the Club World Cup group stage win over Porto. Messi is out of contract with Inter Miami at the end of 2025. Nothing is guaranteed beyond that. And apparently not even he knows whether he will play in the 2026 World Cup in a year's time, also in the US, plus Mexico and Canada. Argentina teammate Nicolas Otamendi and Inter Miami colleague Luis Suarez both expect Messi to stay on until at least then. But Guillem Balagui, who wrote a book on the 8-time Ballon d'Or winner in 2023, says nobody knows, least of all, Messi himself. The Spanish journalist, writing in his BBC Sport column before this game, said Messi's family are settled in Miami and he is thought to be in talks to extend his stay at the club. At the moment he is just taking it game by game, tournament by tournament, said Balagui. If he renews and stays in America, he'll evaluate the situation when he needs to, but for the time being he is just taking things step by step. Everyone involved wants to see him leading Argentina at the World Cup in America in a year's time. But he has not indicated to anyone what his final decision is. Messi finally achieved the holy grail of winning the World Cup in Qatar in 2022, removing the main argument against whether he could be considered the best footballer ever. Nobody has ever won two World Cups as captain. How did Messi do here? There was one moment where Messi stood over a free kick with about 5 minutes left when it felt as if everyone was willing him to score, but he hit it into the wall. He's so clever, he walks around the pitch but when the ball touches his feet he just goes. He's like a player from a different planet, said ex-Chelsea midfielder Jean-Michel Obi, watching for DAZN. During his days, when he was Messi, he was incredible to play against. The way he plays, the way he touches the ball, it never leaves his feet. Football will never forget Messi, who is the all-time record goalscorer of Barcelona, 672, Argentina, 112, and Inter Miami, 50. But, at the age of 38, his best days are clearly and understandably behind him. Remarkably, in his 1,109-game career, this was the first time he had faced a former team. And it was against the only club where he failed to meet expectations. PSG have been a better team since he left, with his 32 goals in 75 games failing to help them win the Champions League. They finally won it this season without star names Messi, Neymar and Kylian Mbappe, and are bidding to add the Club World Cup to the treble they have already won. Image caption, Lionel Messi completed 31 of his 35 passes. Messi showed he is still a man of moments in this US tournament, not least with his free kick goal against Porto in the group stage. PSG eased up in the second half after netting four times in the first period, and that allowed Messi several moments as Inter Miami saw a lot more of the ball. A great cushioned ball over the top gave Suarez an excellent chance, but the striker's first touch let him down. "That's the touch of the tournament from Lionel Messi," said DAZN pundit Don Hutchison, the ex-Scotland midfielder. "The weight of pass to knock it over the defender with perfect weight and precision. It's a shame Suarez couldn't finish the move off, because that was genius from Messi." Messi had a shot blocked, hit that free kick into the wall, and had a couple of shots saved by Gianluigi Donnarumma. The first was when he glided past a couple of defenders into the box before shooting, and the second was a header, reminiscent of his 2009 Champions League final goal for Barcelona against Manchester United. "I think Leo played a great game, within the options we had," said his boss, and former Barcelona teammate, Mascherano. "In the second half, we found him much more. In the first half, we couldn't do to Paris's pressure. It feels as if this will be his final match, likely to be watched around the world, well, of those supporters watching this Marmite FIFA Club World Cup. If he stays at Inter Miami, it is likely to just be, at club level, North American matches from here on in. This tournament is not due to be played again until 2029, when Messi will be 42. Surely not." Related topics, football, more on this story, listen to the latest Football Daily podcast, get football news sent straight to your phone, published January 31st, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 558, top stories. "Have we watched Messi's final game on global stage?" Published 13 hours ago, Williams ruled out of Lions tour as White called up. Published 7 hours ago, Raducanu, Alcaraz, Bolter, and Heat, Monday's Wimbledon preview. Published 48 minutes ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Diane Morgan's heartfelt journey into her own past, Monroe Bergdorf on finding love as a trans woman, jaw-dropping black comedy film starring Barry Keoghan, the World War I origins of pioneering plastic surgery. Elsewhere in sport, what are main questions facing England before Euros? A family affair as Poulter and son battle to qualify for Open. Have we watched Messi's final game on global stage? Who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes. What factors are at play? The British teenage trio creating Wimbledon history. Will Archer 2.0 still be a £100 million cheat code on England test return? The end of one of football's great fullback duos. Where do they rank? The Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40. The chase is on. Why no team can feel safe against Stokes England? Will sports best dressed officials be missed at Wimbledon? Euro 2025. How have England evolved? What are Wales' chances? Like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars. Video: like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars. Which young players could light up Euro 2025? What do you remember about the 2013 Lions tour? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance, contact the BBC, BBC emails for you, advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\data\global_navigation, country:\end_language:\engbn_service:\commercial\names\global_navigation\props\country\end_language\collin\service\commercial.